Composer and bassist Charles Mingus's October 12, 1962 concert at New York's Town Hall was jazz's most famous disaster. The date of the concert had been moved up 5 weeks on short notice. There were two copyists on stage writing out parts for musicians during the show, and when it ran overtime, stagehands closed the curtains during the encore. A complete recording of the concert has just been issued for the first time. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Make no mistake, Charles Mingus's 1962 Town Hall concert had its chaotic moments. But listening to it now, not as a souvenir of a spectacle, but simply as music, it's much better than its reputation suggests. The heart of the program was a loosely organized suite, which conductor Gunther Schuller later reconstructed as the orchestral project Mingus Epitaph. But the fragmentary, under-rehearsed, and sometimes wobbly original remains definitive. This was Mingus's stab at an African-American epic, like his idol Duke Ellington's Black, Brown, and Beige. Here's a long excerpt from the piece Freedom. The narrator you eventually hear is Mingus.
Mule ain't from Moscow. This mule ain't from the South. Well, this mule's had some learning, mostly mouth to mouth. This mule could be called stubborn and lazy, but in a clever sort of way, this mule could be working, waiting, and learning and planning for a sacred kind of day, a day when burning sticks and crosses is not mere child's play, but a madman in his most incandescent bloom.
When you really get down to it, the Town Hall concert's reputation as a disaster has been exaggerated. Yes, some patrons asked for refunds at intermission, but that was because the management had announced that they could do that. A friend of mine who took the refund said he enjoyed the first set, but the music copyists on stage made him leery about the second half. Even so, in his music, Mingus liked a lot of simultaneous activity that might pass for healthy anarchy, so the ragged quality is no major scandal. And the expanded resources of a 31-piece band let Mingus really spread out and fill in his orchestral chords. More stately moments aside, you really can't separate the music played at Mingus's Town Hall concert from the drama surrounding it. Mingus was one of those directors who got fresh performances by keeping his players off balance. If that sounds unscrupulous, he was just as hard on himself. The reckless quality he engendered is one thing that separates this recording from Gunther Schuller's reconstruction, or separates any record Mingus made from any of the several posthumous tribute projects. The complete Town Hall concert is real Mingus music, often imitated, never duplicated.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Charles Mingus' The Complete Town Hall Concert.